Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Wallace?
Good, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you very much for asking. Just looking over your account, is it a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wonderful, I appreciate it. I see there was a Google guaranteed lead that was just sent out a few minutes ago.
Don't think it was a lead. We called and some robot answered.
Gotcha.
Left a message with it.
Yeah, it wasn't charged. Seems that the person, when they during the call, they asked something about eyeglasses. So it was a wrong number. So it wasn't charged. When you called back, I'm not really sure what system they have, but I heard the call, right? But it wasn't valid. That being said, I've been reviewing the actual exposure from the last time that we spoke. You know, when we just added the different service areas that we were missing.
I don't know if you guys are part of the message where I sent today, but when I started that, our last conversation was based over somebody saying AI could, like, help us out, all that, whatever. She called back and said she ran a report on us, and that, to her, everything else looked really good, except for, I forgot the word I used. Hold on a second. Compliance or something like that.
Compliance, okay. And I'm glad you're bringing that up because, you know, at the end of the day, we are a Google business partner, right? So we actually have all the tools that Google gives us to ensure that we're complying with them, right? That we're complying with their actual guidelines.
Well, she said it showed up as a 50% compliance. That everything else rated like 75 or 80% on whatever scale they measure things on, but the compliance measured at a 50.
And that's the main point, right? The scale of whatever tool they're using.
Right. No, I get that. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that you know, businesses, competitors, they have, you know, they use multiple tools that, you know, take into consideration different factors. Some tools, for example, take into consideration 3G availability, which is no longer something that is useful. No one uses
right.
3G anymore. But, for example, if you're not complying with that specific point, it deducts points from certain tools. So that's why we're very wary on
the tools. Well, we're anyway, because she said, I'm doing really good. And for her to say that doesn't know, I'm not getting any leads. So obviously we're not doing something is wrong somewhere. And she didn't pick it up. So
I've been looking into that actually, right? Because for example, on the Google profile, the only thing that is missing, right, that is asking us to do, is to add a front photo of your shop, which we don't have, right? Because we're hiding the address.
I just did one the other day and added it. It's a gray building with brand new lettering. Hold on, let me go.
Did you add it directly to the account?
I don't know, but I could send it right now to you.
Please,
Because
we're currently hiding the address on Google.
Pretty sure I got a brand new shot of it. It was the building was just painted and.
But do you have your logo and everything on that building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
For Google, it is much better if we show the address.
Well, shit, I don't see it. Yeah, I get that, but I don't even know if the address is on the building.
No, I mean, you don't need the address on the building itself, right?
Okay.
It's just the fact that, for example, to Google, we're telling them that we're not showing the address. So that's what they recommend, right? That you show the address.
Show the address.
Now, we know that is a point, let's say, a plus for us. But I don't think that's the defining factor in the decrease in traffic right now.
Yeah. Okay. I just sent you the picture of the building with new lettering.
Okay. Because we can request to show the address on Google. Now if we do so, it may request for that verification.
Yeah.
But you will show them the building and they're gonna approve it.
Well, it definitely needs to be on there because, like I said, I search pest control near me. Pest control within 5 miles of me from my office. I don't show up.
Oh, really?
Anywhere.
Right. Let's take a look at that. But, for example, before us, as you know, before we started working with Google Guaranteed, we were using Google Ads, right? So, for example, from Google Ads, before I started working with you, we had a lower budget, right, for Google Ads. You were getting about 3 to 4 clicks a day when you had them active. Now, of course, that goes directly to your website. So that traffic has an influence in regards to the ranking. In December, for example, you increased the budget to $28 a day. So from there, you were getting about 6 to 10 clicks a day. Right, so those were website visits. For example, let's say January 8th was the last day we had Google Ads active. So that day, for example, you had the ad showed up 194 times, 6 people clicked on it. You know, cockroaches in Florida was one search, stink bugs in house was another search, get rid of springtails was another one. So that traffic does have an influence. Maybe we don't necessarily need to have that huge or that big daily budget, but if we work at least with a minimum, that does have an influence as well on the map. If not, you know, the other option is, of course, looking over the reviews. I've seen you've had quite a few amount of reviews recently, right?
Yeah, my wife runs the office. She's been getting as many as she can.
Yeah, I know. I see you guys have been pushing for the reviews, so that certainly has a positive impact. But, you know, for pest control in Melbourne, for example, you know, there's businesses that have 3,000 reviews, 2,000 reviews, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're fighting with. But I don't really think it's not complying with Google. It's just the fact that we, you know, since January 8th, we stopped with that exposure, right, with the Google Ads. So that could have an influence.
Well, I would almost rather go back to that than what we're doing now, because I don't care if they show me 40 million times. If nobody's clicking on it, it doesn't do me any good.
Yes, and we understand that completely. I mean, Google Guarantee, of course, we always recommend it because it's, you know, you get phone calls for that budget, right? We know exactly where that money is going, you know, how much is going to whatever phone call it is. But like we said, since we recently made the adjustments on the Google Guaranteed, I would recommend we give it a few days for that to click in.
Okay.
Now, we can always use that budget for Google Guaranteed. We can always use it for Google Ads if necessary, right? That wouldn't be the budget that you have there is still there. But, you know, like we said, we would recommend that you let Google Guaranteed run at least another week so we can see, you know, exactly how the traffic has improved. And hopefully, you know, you got a call today. It wasn't valid, right? But like we said, it's showing you out there. Google wants you to get those calls. We just need to make sure that those adjustments are, you know, finished to kick in.
Okay.
So in regards to Google, I'm going to request to show the address. We're going to put them on the different platforms. We're going to set it up on Apple Maps as well, so you can show up on the iPhones, on the maps on iPhones. Now, like we said, it may ask for that verification, so I should know by tomorrow if it's going to ask for that video verification. I can okay. reach out and we can get that taken care of. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So at this point, let me see. Just looking at the website right now. I'm going to get my team to create an AI video for you. So we're going to use that as the cover. Let me see. Do you have any new pictures, by the way, that we could use?
I would have to look.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you have some time, even if it's one or two new pictures every now and then, you know, new content that opens up Google. And like we said, that way we can just keep on improving that website. Make sure it's in tip-top condition. So if there's anything that you see online that you like, that you feel is going to be useful, please let us know so we can get that taken care of. Okay?
Okay.
So do you have any questions right now, Wallace? Any further questions?
No, that's it for right now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the time, sir. I'll reach out to you tomorrow for that verification, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You have a good day out there. You take
care. You too.
Bye-bye.